reversing federal abortion rights. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The Supreme Court today ending federal protections for women seeking abortions, with the conservative majority overturning the landmark Roe v. Wade case that's been in effect for nearly half a century.
With this decision, the conservative majority of the Supreme Court shows how extreme it is, how far removed they are from the majority of this country. They made the United States an outlier among developed nations in the world.
President Biden urging that any demonstrations by supporters or opponents of abortion be peaceful.
Threats and intimidation are not speech. We must stand against violence in any form, regardless of your rationale.
Large demonstrations have been seen in Washington, D.C. and many other cities across the country. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department disagrees with the decision and will work to protect women's rights to choose in states where the procedure is still legal. More than a dozen states have begun enforcing so-called trigger laws, legislation on the books to ban abortions in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned. President Biden today warning Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas isn't stopping at abortion.
Justice Thomas said as much today. He explicitly called to reconsider the right of marriage equality, the right of couples to make their choices on contraception. This is an extreme and dangerous path the court is now taking us on.
The president urging Americans to use their vote to ensure they're represented by someone who will work to protect their rights. The House has sent President Biden the most wide-ranging gun violence bill Congress has passed in decades. The measure enhances background checks for younger gun buyers, expands mental health services, and provides funding for states to enact red flag laws. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
An aftershock in eastern Afghanistan took more lives today in an area hit by a powerful earthquake earlier this week that killed more than 1,100 people. Wednesday's magnitude 6 quake struck a remote mountainous region of the country. A naval reservist is now facing charges for entering the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th.
41-year-old Hatchet Speed was arrested Wednesday in Virginia on misdemeanor charges after the FBI says an undercover agent befriended Speed, who reported that Speed said he went to the U.S. Capitol with friends on January 6th, who were members of the Proud Boys, a self-described anti-political correctness group, but that Speed said he only entered the Capitol building to flee the tear gas. The Justice Department took the unusual step of filing seditious conspiracy charges against several of the group's members, some who pled not guilty earlier this month, with one defense lawyer questioning whether federal prosecutors had intentionally timed indictments with a J6 committee hearing, an accusation that prosecutors denied. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A nationwide shortage of lifeguards is being felt in South Dakota.
Harder to cool off in Rapid City.
Our season is 9 to 12 weeks for South Dakota. We would like to see our outdoor pools open.
Barb Iwan, a specialist with the Rapid City Aquatics Division.
Mostly it has affected our 50-meter outdoor pool here at the Swim Center.
A staffing shortage already forced officials last weekend to shut down the outdoor pool. During the summer, pools need around 115 lifeguards. That number has whittled down to 103. A lifeguard certification class is planned for early next month. CJ Papa, Fox News.
The European Tour says golfers who competed in the Saudi-backed Breakaway Live Series will not be allowed to play in the Scottish Open and two other upcoming tournaments. The Tour says any players who took part in the inaugural Live event in England this month are suspended from the Scottish Open, Barbasol Championship, and Barracuda Championship. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.